So my Savior came into the world to shed his blood, to show us the kingdom of God, and to die to defeat death for us all. And Jesus said in John 3, whosoever will come can come and repent and seek the kingdom of God. But it's not quite that simple. Jesus goes on to say, we live by every word out of the mouth of God, Matthew 4. Jesus says, you must lose your life to find it, Matthew 10. Jesus goes on to say, those who endure to the end will be saved, Matthew 10. Jesus goes on in the book of John to say, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Jesus says in John 4:24, God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship in spirit and in truth. That is not your denominational man-made religion. That is not the Methodist faith, full of false ways, pagan holidays that are lies, Christmas and Easter, feminist lady pastors against the word of God, corrupt ways like many Methodists, perhaps this one, are LGBT approving. They're worldly, they're feminized, if I didn't mention that one, women coming up rebuking us, calling us names. So this is why we come to these places. We go in the street and preach the gospel all over. We come to these places to lift up the love of God, the truth of God, and warn people that they have to turn from every false way. You must turn and seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. The Bible says you must repent. What must you repent of? You repent of all transgressions of God. False religion. Jesus hated false religion more than anything. Go read Matthew 23. I think it's 8 times he calls the religious leaders. He would be here calling the Methodist church. Hypocrite, 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 hypocrite. That's only 3 or 4. Jesus said it 8 times. God hates religious hypocrisy. God hates lip service Christianity. By the way, brother, the police are here. They're not doing anything. You know why? The police in this town know me. And they know that I'm peaceful and legal and there's nothing they can do. So there's another thing, reason to have a good reputation. Test yourself to the holy word of God. Turn from all sin. The Bible says, repent, forsake, turn from your sin. What did we hear today? One lady drove by and said, God loves us all no matter what. You can't find one Bible verse that says God loves you no matter what. The love of God is found in Christ coming and shedding his blood. 2,000 years ago, John 3:16 says, God so loved the world. So you can get that love of God via the gospel if you're willing to repent and turn from sin and follow him in spirit and truth. You're following a false Jesus in the Methodist faith. You're following a false way, false gospel. Paul warned about that in 2 Corinthians 11:4. You're following your flesh, what people like to do, what they love to do, what tickles their itchy ears in these last days. Paul warned about itchy ears, 2 Timothy 3, 2 Timothy 4. The time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but they will heap up for themselves false teachers that tell them what they want to hear, false teachers that tell them they can live any way they want, false teachers that tell them they can keep pagan holidays, keep feminized ways, false teachers that tell them that it's okay to live in sin and worldliness. Here's a feminized woman talking to my brother and sister. That's so nice of you, and it's something we don't need. You just littered. We won't pick it up. You just littered. You just littered. We won't pick it up. And the kindness and the love of God, the kindness and the love of God is obeying God. You're not obeying God. The Bible says to come and rebuke those in sin, not to be kind to them. The kindest thing I can tell you is to repent or you're going to lose your soul, folks. You don't need more coffee, cookies. You don't need more flesh stroking. You don't need more earthly kindness. Guess what it says in Romans? The goodness of God leads to coffee, cookies, and social clubs. No. The goodness of God leads to repentance. Unless you repent, there is no goodness. Unless you turn from your sin, you're not going to receive the goodness. You're going to receive the wrath and the judgment of God. Turn and repent. Seek the kingdom of God in spirit and truth. You're deceived, sir, by a false gospel, a false way, a false pagan holiday system, a Methodist church established a few centuries ago by a mystic man named John Wesley. Yeah, John Wesley was a mystic, and they started the Methodist church. Let me see. Let me look up the scripture verse that says Methodist church in the Bible. Can't find it. Let me see where we need to add to what God has already done. Hey, wait a minute. Deuteronomy and Revelation 22 says, do not add and do not take away from the book of God, his word, his writings. Want to know how serious that is? In Revelation 22, it says, Revelation 22 says, your name can be blotted out of the Lamb's book of life if you add to or take away from the book of life. Isn't that interesting? This is a serious thing you're at risk of here. Your feminist female pastor is leading you down the road to damnation. It's loving to come and stand on a peaceful sidewalk. We didn't interrupt your religious service, didn't start preaching till it's over. We would never step foot inside because, look at, you call the police on us from a public sidewalk. If I set one foot in the building, there'll probably be a SWAT team here with their bullets blazing. Oh, no. My master said, be wise as a serpent. Kind of like the serpent that's leading your feminist pastor and your denomination. Be wise as a serpent, but gentle as doves. Oh, we're gentle. We haven't done anything physical. We haven't called anybody on any unbiblical names. But they brought to us kindness stickers and gentle stickers. The kindness and the gentleness of God is reserved for the people of God in his true body that are seeking him in righteousness. That's not reserved. It's not for the goat farms, the worldly people, the carnal people, the feminized people, the false gospel people, liberal theology, approving of sexual perversion that God says is an abomination, as well as a lot of the proud dress we saw here, and people telling me they're proud to be a Methodist. That also is a proud issue that God says in Proverbs 6:17, is an abomination to him. We're supposed to be meek, humble, and lowly, yet the American church system is full of pride, and like Sodom, America's full of bread and plenty and sexual perversion, and God will come and judge America and the world. The judgment has already started. The judgment on America is already here. How do I know that? The judgment is here because the older generation have lost discernment. God's turned them over, it looks like, for the most part. Women and children are leading the country. Israel talked about that. Women and children will lead you. You're in trouble when that happens. And one of the signs in the Bible of massive deception has always been sexual perversion. That's America. Sexually perverted. Not just with homosexuality, pornography, violent movies, how you dress. Hey, women and men that dress lascivious, that's called porneia. That is a form of pornography. Showing off your body, not doing what God ordained. So just giving you all these facts why you're under the wrath of God. And last point, the Bible says in the last days, when Christ returns, people like you, Methodists, that hate the word of God in its truth, will be asking for rocks to fall upon you. You'll be asking to be hidden from the wrath of the Lamb. Everyone's telling me Jesus is just all love. He's all love and peace and just everybody get along. I have a question. How is he going to bring wrath as a lamb if he's just into a big loving hug and kumbaya? He came as a baby in a manger. He's coming as a flaming lion of Judah. 2 Thessalonians 1:8-9 says he's coming in flaming fire to destroy all those that don't know God and do not obey the gospel. That is you, First United Methodist Church of Baraboo. The wrath and the flames of God are coming for you. And it's loving to come and call you to repentance on this day. Thank you, Father. God was glorified, and your word went forth. Our hands are clean.